This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's all this is, boys and girls. This is the PGA Tour. Just to set up this up again before we play you a Tom Lehman soundbite, and then, oh no, hotline is ringing. Jack William Nicklaus is going to join us. I don't know if he's back in Oman, Florida. I don't know if he's meeting with the Saudis. He's meeting with Jay Monahan. I don't know where he is. We'll get to Jack Nicklaus in moments. But this is Greg Norman, who's wanted from the 90s to have world tour. Not for the betterment of golf, for him. Just to raise his profile more. Greg Norman had a great career. Obviously had misfortune happen to him in some majors, and also choked away a couple events. He had tons of business success, but he's also delusional about the value he brings to life. I mean, he lives a really full life. When he's on Levitard, talks about his life, you're like, whoa, bravo to that. But his position in golf is amazingly delusional. So finally he's going to get his world tour because he's going to work with the Saudis. He's going to work with the group that MBS has offered up to kind of change their image. And let's just be honest, Saudi Arabia is involved in thousands of businesses in our country and with allies of us. So when people want to say, I'd never work with Saudi Arabia, there are some who would. I'm telling you personally, just me personally, I will tell you in my children's life, I would not work with Saudi Arabia. Okay? Personally. Are there businesses I probably support or buy things from and work with Saudi Arabia? I probably have. I couldn't cite them right now. But so Norman gets this unlimited amount of money and starts buying players and says, guess what? We're not going to play as much. It's going to be 3 days. It's going to be fun. It's going to be lighthearted. And I'm going to continue my vendetta, because this is a vendetta for Greg Norman against the tour. And then the tour with Monahan and Tiger and Rory. No, we're not going to work with the Saudis at all. We have ethics. We have respect. It's not really real golf. And we're going to battle them in court. And they got litigation going back and forth, also out of nowhere today, 8:30. And a story I thought was false. I didn't believe CNBC had it right. I thought they got scammed or they were hacked. No. Now the PGA Tour is going to work with Saudi Arabia for a few reasons. Money has to be a huge part of it. And litigation. As I said, an astute observer of mine who's a lawyer said, don't forget, the PGA Tour was now going to get access to the Saudi family businesses, so God knows what the Saudis offered them. But seems like almost every player out there found out about this on Twitter. And so many PGA Tour players are furious. And Phil Mickelson, who was a fraud with his comments about the Saudis to Shipnuck, and we tried to get Alan today, but he's absolutely swamped. He's going to swagger in there with $200 million. How does Tiger feel if you're turned out $800 million? I mean, is the PGA Tour going to get like Rahm turned down $300 million? Hideki turned down like $450 million. With this new money, will the PGA Tour give some of that money back? So we had Tom Lehman on, former world number one, open champion. Rumors are he's from Minnesota. He used to be on the Player Advisory Council. So he was involved in the business. And I asked him about the role Greg Norman was playing with this in the 90s and now in his thoughts on Norman.
If Greg Norman's involved with this going forward, that'll be, to me, the ultimate insult. You know, if a guy doesn't go, I can't imagine the tour would do anything and allow Greg Norman to stay involved in any kind of capacity.
Why does that bug you so much? Or why would that be the ultimate insult of Norman?
Because he's the ultimate selfish, you know what? That's just the way he's always been. So, you know, he wanted to do this a long time ago, and it wasn't for the good of golf. You know, it was simply because it was something that he wanted to do, and he would benefit from it. And it's always, look at the world goes round because of people who are willing to look and see, you know, hey, how can we make the people around us do better? I mean, great teams, great coaches, great everything. They mm-hmm. find ways to make the people around them better. You know, that's not him. So anyway, so if he's still involved, you know, that's a real problem. I can't imagine the tour doing anything with him staying involved in the future.
Tom Lehman is a mild-mannered, normally reserved individual. He crushed him there. Absolutely crushed him. So that tells you what Lehman really thinks. Lehman wasn't good during that interview. Wasn't very good. He was great. Podcasted. Let's now go to the greatest champion in golf history from a location. I don't know if he's willing to share where he's at. Jack William Nicklaus is with us. Jack, what is your reaction to everything that's happened today?
Let me just ask you this. Let me get this straight. You went to Tom Lehman before you reached out to Jack Nicklaus. Now, I'm not sure about the old ranking system, but I do know what I have. I've got, let me count them for you, 18 major titles. I haven't followed Tom Lehman too much, but how many does he have?
One.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
He's got one.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's pretty far down the line.
Sorry.
I'll be honest with you.
I have no comeback. You're 100% right. I should have went to you first and then Tom after. I apologize.
I don't mean to tell you your business, but...
I think you did. And I think you were right. What's your reaction? I mean, you killed the Live Tour last week also.
I mean, first of all, let me get this on record that I got to agree 100% with Tom's assessment of Greg Norman. I'll go one further than Tom. I like Tom. He's a nice guy. Had a moment in the sun there, Royal Rhythm in St. Anne's. I wouldn't put that course up against any Muni in Dublin, Ohio. But let me just go. I'll tell
it's
you
not
what.
A
Greg
Norman's
Greg Norman's a scumbag, okay?
Put that on Twitter, Dave Arrigan. Jack Nicklaus on WCC Radio calls Greg Norman a scumbag. Let's see if we can get some followers off that.
You heard it here first. I mean, I'd smile at Greg Norman. He'd drop three strokes just for me smiling at him. That's what kind of player he was.
He melted if he was near you, didn't he, Jack?
Yeah, right. But, the whole Live deal, I mean, I was quick to poo-poo it, but I don't know. There might be a couple of nice guys over there. And I'm always open to growing the game and wherever that is.
So are you telling me now, Jack, after you crushed it, you now might be willing to work with the Saudis also?
I was just trying to align myself with what the PGA was aligning with. And
sure.
Sounds like they've had a change of heart, so who am I to say? I mean, I'm friends with everybody. You know me, Jack.
Jack, are you out of breath? I mean, is there something going on?
I'm glad you asked. I'm sorry it's noticeable, but... You know, when you give up the game of golf, you play golf at a high level for I have so many years, you got to find something else to do with your time. And I've gotten into, you're not going to believe this, but I'm into ultra marathoning.
I didn't see that. So what are you doing right now while you're conducting this interview?
Yeah. You know, we finished up the memorial. Vince Hovland, how about that guy?
Yeah. I've always believed in Norwegian golf, Jack.
Me too. But anyway... I had a couple extra days in Ohio here, so I'm here at a park near Columbus where I'm training for this ultramarathon. I got to admit something. I'm trying to follow these trail markings, and I can't do it. I'm lost. I will tell you that.
So we need a tracking device for the greatest golfer of all time is somewhere in Columbus in the woods lost at this point.
Well, that's why I always try to keep it on the fairway. You never know what happens if you get off the fairway. And I just hope Barbara's still waiting for me when I get back. We're running out of daylight here, so it's getting a little nervous.
Yes. How should Tiger feel, Jack? He turned down $800 million.
Well, you know, Tiger, he's got a rough go of it with the accidents and whatnot, and that's a lot of money. And at the end of the day, you're going to have that money in your bank account. I mean, you might feel good about that, but I think Tiger's doing okay. I think he's going to be okay.
Last thing. Tiger in his prime or you in your prime? Who are you picking?
Oh, come on. What is this, a prank call? Is this Howard Stern, Baba Booey? What are we doing here?
I take it you're picking yourself?
Every day of the week.
Thank you, Jack. Good luck to you. Send help. Last words from Jack Nicklaus on WCCO. Send help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.